Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
The weeks before the Passover and the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we talked about the Jesus choosing his disciples. See, John says he has chosen so disciples who were actually the followers of John the Baptist, and then he had them led a couple of others. Andrew brought Peter, his brother, and then he was brought in to Jesus, and Jesus called him Cephas, which means he is going to be Peter. Otherwise, his name will be Peter, which means a stone. So then the day following, Jesus would go forth to Galilee and findeth Philip and said unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city where Andrew and Peter was. Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, We have found Jesus of Nazareth, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote about. He is Jesus of Nazareth. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come and see. Now as Nathanael coming towards Jesus, and said of him, Behold, an Israelite, indeed in whom there is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, Whence knowest thou me? In old King James Version, it's written like that, but actually it is, When did you know me, Jesus? And Jesus said unto him, Before that Philip called you, that you were sitting under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou, thou shalt see greater things than these. See, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will see greater things. He will do greater things for you. Now, however, that these 5 to 6 disciples gathered to Jesus. Now, Matthew says this way. It was in verse 12 of 4th chapter. Now, when Jesus had heard that John was sent into prison. Now, John's disciples, few of them followed Jesus. Now, because after that, John was accused, criticizing Herod Antipas for keeping his brother's wife as his wife. So Herod was angry and he ended up in prison. And Jesus heard this news. He picked up the message of John the Baptist. Leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. See, Zebulun and Naphtali's area, the tribes, Jesus came down there in order that the prophecy is to be fulfilled. Now, that is, it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of Isaiah the prophet, saying, The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now Jesus is fulfilling a prophecy by Isaiah's prophecy that the Son of God, or when Messiah comes, he will preach this particular message as it is written in the book of Isaiah chapter 9, 1, 2, and also 42, 6, and 7. The gospel of the kingdom must be preached, that Christ came to preach the gospel of good news, which John the Baptist started out in repentance message, so that people will be ready, their hearts will be straightened up, they will repent of their sins and be ready to receive the Messiah. Now John's ministry is over. he is in the jail. In a short time, we will see that John the Baptist will be killed by Herod Antipas. And then his message is over. Now, his ministry is done. What the ministry was, repent. He already preached that. He baptized people. See, the baptism of John the Baptist was repentance baptism. See, every time the Jewish people used to have this special occasion, every time they come to a new change of life, they dedicated themselves or whatever reason, they have a new show that they want to show the people of the world or their families or church or synagogue that they have a change of life. To show that, they used to have the baptism ceremonial function conducted. Now, God keep the same method that John the Baptist baptized them for repentance. By dipping their body in the water of Jordan and they're rising out of the water, they become a new person in by faith. They are going to show the world they have changed. Now, Christ has spoken, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. As this time Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. See, there were two different applications of the story, how that these fishermen, first of all, were come to Jesus Christ, that they already were introduced to Jesus, them, by John the Baptist, and then they followed him. Now, the calling of Jesus on these two disciples. And as they were called, they straightaway left their nets and followed him. And look at this calling is very important. Now, I wanted to read one more calling here, verse 21 of Matthew chapter 4, where then he saw the other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Now, they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. Now, we see these four of these disciples who became the disciples of Jesus. Four of these fishermen, they were called and they immediately following Christ. There is a divine power in the call of Jesus Christ. They were chosen by God from eternity to eternity that these men will be the disciples of Christ. See, this is the highest privilege, that once you understand he is the Messiah, that the people who were called by him, they followed him. See, only the chosen one will be called. Only the ones God has already planned for them from the beginning of time. For God knows that you will be called. So those who are called by God to be his disciples, who are those disciples, are the ones going to be spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, as we see that from that time onwards, after Jesus died and resurrected from the dead, only the ones who called and they have been handed over the message of the gospel, they went out and start spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, what is the gospel? Is the good news of salvation, that God's greatest power that he has used in centuries and in times, that one must get saved. In the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 16, Paul the apostle says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." See, may I say this to you, that the gospel is required and to be heard for the salvation. What is salvation? Is you are being saved from eternal punishment. God has prepared this plan before the creation of the world, that Christ Jesus, the Son of God, will come down and deliver the humanity from the bondage of sin. Sin is a bondage that one cannot escape. The one who are born as the human, everyone is under the trap of sin. That as you are born as the sinner's child, because Adam and Eve's sin passed on to generation in any nature, all the natures of Adam, the sinful natures which Adam received when he disobeyed God, their natures fallen on their generation, children, human beings. Regardless of how you look, where you born, all the world, the humanity is the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve. They were fallen from their glorious position. They lost their ability and their power as much as what God has given to them, but they left with very little ability to sustain. Now, by the power of God, the gospel will regenerate your spirit. Your regenerated spirit will live forever with God. This world will end, but the Christ and his gospel will continue. That gospel those God's used to save those who are saved by the gospel, by faith and faith alone, in Christ, only in Christ, your faith will last for forever. Now, Jesus has chosen the apostles to preach. Number one, we see that he choosing them one by one. They have been, at the end, they have been given assignments. See, now we see the four apostles, four disciples who were chosen by Jesus Christ, and John is giving a different account of how that, in the Gospel of John, that these disciples were chosen. Then we see about Peter, Andrew and Peter, James and John. Then we see Nathaniel coming to him, also Philip. Now, 4 + 2, 6 people already became the disciples of Jesus, as we read in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, all the way to 44, and then 46. Nathaniel said unto him, "Can there be any good come out of Nazareth?" Now, Nazareth was not a place a prophet will rise, according to the prophecy. But why Jesus became a Nazarene? Because Jesus' history shows in the prophecy of Jeremiah that I will call my son, from Egypt, from a foreign country, that God called Israel from a foreign country called Egypt. That was like few thousands years before the birth of Jesus. Now, Jesus, the Son of God, who had been being an alien in the country of Egypt, at the age 2, because of the threat by Herod the Great, to kill all the children of age 2 and under. When the Magi, or the three wise men, they came from the east, seeing the star from heaven, looking at and evaluating the star, they understood the star is moving towards the western hemisphere from the east to the west. When I say west, it's not the western country, is which as today we call the western countries. No, it was at the eastern country towards Israel, which is the western part of the eastern countries. So they were coming towards that direction. They followed the star. You know, to talk about this Magi's journey itself is a big story, that it's the biggest story ever must have to be told, that no one has ever told so much about their story in any of the messages. Now, regardless that's the importance to the Son of God, the importance goes to Jesus, the Messiah, who was born as the King of the Jews. Now, the whole Jerusalem trembled, including Herod the Great, when they heard this happen. We went through this as the story, the history of the birth of Jesus and all those. Now, what happened now, they know that Christ was born, and then because the Magi were given another instruction by the God's angel, they did not return to the palace after they found Jesus of Nazareth, who was born in Bethlehem. Now, Bethlehem and Nazareth are two different locations, two different tribes. So, the Galilee, where Jesus returned from exile. Now, because the angel said in a dream to Joseph, the step, basically the adopted father of Jesus, that they went to Egypt, and after the death of Herod the Great, they came back to Israel. See, that was two prophecies fulfilled. One, that there will be a massacre in Judea. The massacre was also prophesied by Jeremiah. In the Jeremiah's prophecy, it said that Rachel crying about their children, and she couldn't get peace or comfort because they were gone. See, Rachel was referenced to the mother as one of the mothers of his children of Israel, who was not present at the time, but according to the prophecy is using, prophet was using Rachel as their mother, who died maybe a few hundred years, maybe even couple of thousand years back. But she stand as the mother, prophetically speaking, and the children were killed, and Jesus was saved, hiding in Egypt. Now, Herod died, according to the history, in AD 4. And Jesus returns. Jesus returns with his father and mother. Now, Joseph, being a wise man, he decided not to stay in Judea, in his tribe. Rather, he will go out of the tribe and go out to another territory where the Herod's son, Archelaus, who is not ruling. Now, where Archelaus was ruling, so far, because of that, Jesus ended up living in Nazareth. So Jesus grew up in the fishing city villages, Nazareth, Galilee. Nazareth is a part of Galilee, one of those villages where he lived and brought up. That his dad was a carpenter, that they must have been, doing carpentry for a living, and Jesus must have continued helping as he grew up for his father's carpentry job, and he also must have had been a talented carpenter by the time he grew up. And believed to be Jesus' father, Joseph, one of the analogy, the historians believe that he died early, and because he was an older man, and then he had these children, younger children born for Joseph's Jesus's younger brothers and sisters. And Jesus had a duty to help his mom. Maybe he worked as a carpenter and supported his mother and his younger sisters and brothers until they grew up. Now, by age 30, Jesus leaves, according to the Gospel of John, and goes out and get baptized and started his ministry, which was appointed to him by the Father God. Now Jesus had 6 disciples so far. That is what we read up to the first end of the first chapter of Gospel of John, right? Now, living in Nazareth, he were called Nazarene. Now, the people, ordinary people, or even the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, they did not search and find out that why Jesus being a person who born in the tribe of Judah as a son of David in his lineage, why in the world he was in Nazareth. Nobody cared about it. I mean, they knew that the king, I mean, they must have believed that all the children died at age 2 when Jesus also could have died. That's probably Herod thought, but and also all the people. Now Jesus did not mean, having been disclosed himself as the son of David, or who was in the lineage of David and in the tribe of Judah. All these things was sort of hidden, it seems like, when he came and his dad brought him and his mom, they came to Nazareth. Because of that, he was called a Nazarene, Christ the Nazarene. This is his name now. No, he doesn't say that he is from Judah, but he was known as Christ from Nazarene. Now, this is in order to fulfill the prophecy as well. He will be called a Nazarene. So that prophecy also fulfilled. So far, how many prophecies fulfilled on Jesus? Jesus is the son of the woman, which is according to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Jesus is the virgin's child. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. The virgin will be with a child, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. So that virgin's child will live with people. Emmanuel means God with people. So Jesus lived with people. Man, in the future also, when he come as a king, when he returned to be the king of Jews, and also the king of the world, earth, praise the Lord, he will be also, I mean, hallelujah, he will be the king again. I mean, so he right now, Jesus is a Nazarene, as we call the Nazarene. I am sorry, Nazarene, I mean, because Nazarene has another meaning. Nazarene means the one who are dedicated from child, as born as child, and they live for the service of God. They were also called Nazarene. Now, Nazarene means the one who was born in Nazareth, which is Jesus. Now, Christ is starting his ministry as we read in Matthew chapter 4. In Matthew chapter 4, another prophecy fulfilled. Now, I said the first, his birth was fulfilled. The prophecy in the Genesis fulfilled. His the death of the children of Judea fulfilled as he was 2 years old. His exile in Egypt, which was fulfilled, and his return to Nazareth was fulfilled as he became Nazarene. And one thing I missed in the his birth was prophesied as in the tribe of Judah, which was also fulfilled. See, all these prophecies on only single person, only one person is to be pointed to see that all these prophecies fulfilled on this person. So now the next thing is Jesus start preaching. Now this is another prophecy, as I mentioned in Isaiah chapter 9. And this might be, and also Matthew writes this in verse 14 of the chapter 4, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. See, now we see it says this fishing village, Galilee, is a big territory, and there is a lot of different people live there. They have Gentiles, they have Jews, they have Greeks, all kind of people, Romans maybe also there. The people sat in the darkness, saw great light. And this is what Isaiah prophesied. 735 years, approximately 735 years, before even the birth of Jesus Christ, that this person who will be the Messiah is going to be preaching the message of salvation to a darkest part of the Israelite country. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. See, this is the land of death, you know. Why? But Jesus healed many, we see as goes forward. Many of his miracles was done in Galilee. From that time, Jesus began to preach, repent, for this kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, I like to highlight one thing. The people which sat in the darkness saw great light. See, what is this light? This light is God, the Christ himself is the light. He's the light of the world. Now, if you go to Gospel of John and look at this person of light, John says that this light in verse 9, chapter 1 of John, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh unto the world. Verse 8, he was not that light, which is John, not John the Baptist, not the John the Baptist. He came to testify about this light. See, verse 7 onwards says, the same came for a witness, to bear witness to the light, that all men through him might believe. That all men through the light, which is him, might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness to that light. See, John the Baptist was not the light of the world. It was the Son of God. The Messiah was the light of the world. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh to the world. See, everyone who born in this earth, who received this light to receive the eternal life, he was in the world and the world was made by him and the world knew him not. See, now we see the word which John talking about from the beginning. In the beginning was the word and the word was God. And the word was God. He is the one we are reading, that he was in the world and the world was made by him. It was Christ, it was Jesus, whose name we see once his birth was announced. It was announced by the angel Gabriel to Mary that your son will be called Jesus. And he told Joseph that your son, You're going to be wife, which is espoused to you, she's going to have a child, and his name will be called Jesus, because he is going to save your people from their sin. See, the sin is the biggest thing that people never consider. Sin is the biggest thing, but Jesus came to save us from the sin and deliver us from the bondage of sin. So that's why Christ is referred here as the light. He is the light, and the world was made by him. Christ, the Word of God, he was the Word which God was speaking to create the world. Creation of the world was done by the Word of God. God spoke and it happened. It appeared. It created from nothing. In Greek language, they call it ex nihilo. He called things you see today, the universe, from nothing, from there was nothing existed. That's what Jesus is, the Word of God, who became the Son by incarnation from Father God through a virgin called Mother by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now we continue this message in the next lecture. May the Lord richly bless you. Thank you.
You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast from Phyllis Schlafly Eagles. And we're upholding the legacy of Phyllis Schlafly, a constitutional attorney and articulate voice for traditional values for more than 70 years. Now, from the Phyllis Schlafly Center Studios, here's Ryan Haidt.
Missouri Secretary of State Denny Hoskins found himself in the crosshairs of the left for taking a tough stance on a Missouri library vendor. This move, however, won him thanks and support from the grassroots pro-family forces in Missouri. In March, Hoskins' office suspended funding to an e-book vendor called Overdrive. The use of such vendors to allow library customers to access digital downloads on their own devices opens up a new world of content concerns when it comes to minors and what they can access without a guardian's knowledge.